presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
Washington Post World.
June 9, 5:13 America, New York. Spain evacuates 2,000 people as crews race to check wildfire. Emergency agencies have deployed almost 1,000 firefighters, military personnel and support crews to fight a wildfire in southern Spain that has forced the evacuation of some 2,000 people.
Mirror World News.
June 9, 5:08 America, New York. Government fell asleep at wheel as Brit dad jailed in Iraq over worthless stones. Dad of two, Jim Fitton, 66, was sentenced to 15 years in prison by a Baghdad court in Iraq on Monday for trying to leave the country with ancient fragments, and his family are due to appeal the ruling.
New York Times World News.
June 9, 5:00 America, New York. Biden administration to set rules of the road for charging electric vehicles. Proposed regulations would require charging stations built with federal dollars to be located no more than 50 miles apart.
Time.
June 9, 5:00 America, New York. Inside the mind of the most powerful woman in Europe. This winter, as the EU's top official worked around the clock in Brussels, she hoped for something unusual, that it would all be for nothing. It had been just over 2 years since Ursula von der Leyen became president of the European Commission, and with Russian troops massed along Ukraine's borders, her job was to coordinate with EU.
New York Times World News.
June 9, 5:00 America, New York. Chinese pilots sent a message. American allies said they went too far. Australia and Canada said Chinese jets harassed their military planes, though Beijing says it was defending its security. A mishap over Pacific waters could have ominous repercussions. A Chinese J-16 fighter jet, in an undated photo released by Taiwan's defense ministry.
Mirror World News.
June 9, 4:51 America, New York. Costa del Sol wildfires. Thousands ordered to leave homes as blaze rips through Spain. An entire village close to the popular Brit holiday spot Marbella has been evacuated following out-of-control wildfires on Spain's Costa del Sol, with terrifying photographs showing the blaze.
BBC News World. June 9, 4:36 America, New York. Ryanair Afrikaans test. Airline stands by South African language quiz. Many South Africans are outraged about the test in Afrikaans because of its links to apartheid.
Mirror World News.
June 9, 4:31 America, New York. Dom Phillips missing. Police question man as Amazon forest search enters its third day. Veteran journalist Dom Phillips went missing in the Javari Valley in the Amazon along with Bruno Araujo Pereira, an indigenous affairs official, shortly after being threatened by a group of men.
Time. June 9, 4:28 America, New York. Prestigious think tank Brookings Institution puts president on administrative leave as FBI probes links with Qatar. The prestigious Brookings Institution placed its president, retired four-star Marine General John Allen, on administrative leave Wednesday amid a federal investigation into his role in an illegal lobbying campaign on behalf of the wealthy Persian Gulf nation of Qatar.
World News, breaking international news and headlines, Sky News. June 9, 4:08 America, New York. Plan to slap a tax on cow and sheep burps to cut greenhouse gases. New Zealand has unveiled plans to tax the burps from cow and sheep in a bid to tackle one of the country's biggest sources of greenhouse gases. Cows stand in a field.
Washington Post World.
June 9, 3:45 America, New York. Hacked Russian radio station broadcasts Ukrainian anthem. Russian radio station Kommersant FM's news bulletin was interrupted by the Ukrainian anthem and anti-war songs.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
June 9, 3:39 America, New York. U.S. tourists fined and banned from Rome's Spanish Steps after throwing scooter down monument. Two American tourists have been fined and banned from Rome's Spanish Steps after one of them was filmed throwing a scooter down the famous monument. Pick, Polizia Roma Capitale.
Fox World News.
June 9, 3:31 America, New York. South Korea fire. At least 7 killed. Dozens injured in blaze caused by suspected arson. A fire caused by suspected arson left at least 7 people, including the alleged arsonist, dead and dozens injured in a Daegu, South Korea office building fire Thursday, officials said.
BBC News World.
June 9, 325 America, New York, Daegu Fire, 7 killed in suspected arson attack in South Korea. The explosion and fire swept through a law firm in central Daegu, injuring scores of office workers. Washington Post World.
June 9, 206 America, New York, UN watchdog says Iran plans to ramp up uranium enrichment. Iran plans to install 2 new cascades of advanced centrifuges that will allow Tehran to rapidly enrich more uranium.
New York Times World News.
June 9, 138 America, New York, at least 7 killed in explosion and fire in Daegu, South Korea. A 50-year-old man who died in the blaze, at a law firm's offices in the city of Daegu, was suspected of setting off the explosion that started it, the police said. Police officers at the scene of the fire in Daegu, South Korea, on Thursday.
https://globalnews.ca/feed/.
June 9, 127 America, New York, Oil Kings build on series lead, beat out Seattle Thunderbirds 3-2. The Oil Kings will look to close out the series Saturday in Edmonton. Riley Sawchuk.
Time.
June 9, 1 o'clock America, New York. These are the best moments of the 2022 TIME 100 Gala. Has Bill Gates ever tried boba tea? That was the question posed to the billionaire tech mogul and philanthropist on Tuesday night at New York City's Jazz at Lincoln Center by actor Simu Liu.
BBC News World.
June 9, 053 America, New York, climate change, New Zealand's plan to tax cow and sheep burps. It would make it the first country to charge farmers for the methane emissions from their animals.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
June 9, 004 America, New York, Donbass fate hinges on brutal war in key city, as endless caravan of death uncovered in Mariupol. Ukraine's president says the fate of the Donbass hinges on very brutal fighting in Severodonetsk, a city that's emerged as a key battleground in recent weeks. Foreign volunteer fighters in Severodonetsk on the 2nd of June.